All right, Marty Lurie here on KMBR 680. Spring training. There's always good stories in spring trainings and always guys who come in and can hit the heck out of the ball and throw the heck out of the ball. And we say, gee, where'd that guy come from? Eric Cordier is one of them. Throws gas, probably close to 100. And now he's a member of the Giants, signed as a free agent. And Eric, welcome to spring training. And how does it feel to be a Giant?
Thanks for having me on. It's very exciting. I'm really excited for the opportunity, and it's a great organization to be in. It's been a great experience from the very beginning.
How did you get here? Because as I say, you throw the ball hard. You've had a nice background with the Braves, Kansas City, Pittsburgh, and now you're here as a Giant. How did that happen?
Well, I think over the last couple of years, people have started to kind of think that I've plateaued a little bit as a starter, and so the change over to a bullpen role was something that everybody thought I could possibly do because of the fact that I could throw the ball pretty hard, and I think the Atlanta in 2012 decided to try to give that a go, and an injury kind of derailed me there, and then signed with Pittsburgh, and I became kind of a project guy there, and the project took a little bit of time, but eventually worked, and then this last offseason I was able to make my way over here. So
yeah, when you say a project kind of guy, what does that mean?
Well, I think they brought me in last year as more of a guy that thought had potential and wanted to kind of implement their ways to me, and then see kind of where that took me. And actually, originally with them, they had me throwing sidearm. They had dropped me down in spring training or just before spring training. So actually, last year's spring training was a little odd for me because I was doing something I'd never done in my life. But then at the end of spring, we had some things go on, and ultimately I went back to going over the top. When that happened, all of a sudden velocity jumped to a spot where I'd never been before. So it was an odd situation, but I'm thankful for it.
Yeah, boy, what an interesting story. Eric Cordier, our guest on the pregame show for the Giants here before we get to baseball. And I always say you light up the radar gun, and you just referred to it. How fast do you throw?
It's kind of game to game, obviously, like anybody else. Last year, which was my first year out of a bullpen primarily, most of the season was 97, 99, something along that. Good days had hit 100, and I've had a couple of great days too, so where it was higher than that. So just try to be consistent with everything I did, and the velocity has just kind of come with it.
Yeah. Well, you don't look like a Aroldis Chapman, I'll say that, but those numbers are kind of his numbers. Ever see him pitch?
Only on TV. Never seen him live, but he's elbows and knees and elbows everywhere, so it's pretty fun to watch him. It's electric from what I've seen.
All right, so what do you have to do to be successful? Because obviously the great arm, and as I say in baseball today, it's changing. Teams look for arms like yours. What do you have to do to kind of put yourself in a position for people to notice you here?
Consistency. Obviously, over the course of my career, I think if you kind of look at it, I've been inconsistent, I guess you could say maybe at times consistent enough to get myself opportunities. The Giants are known for all of their pitchers being very, very much around the zone, control pitchers, and I think it's consistent enough almost, I guess, to be over the plate, around the zone, kind of, mirror what they do. But at the same time, I think part of what makes me unique is because I throw hard, is being a little bit inconsistent, striking a little fear in the hitters. And so I'm just trying to create angle and get the ball down in the zone and keep it down in the bottom of the zone and let, what God's given me take over. So.
No, it's a great answer. It's so funny because I watched your first live BP appearance, and I'm looking at you on the mound, and you come in and the ball is just exploding. I'm saying, look, who is this guy? And then I started thinking of Dick Raddatz. And, Dick Raddatz, you probably don't remember him, Boston Red Sox. They call him the monster. And Willie Mays said he was the toughest pitcher he ever faced in his life. And what Dick Raddatz would do, you never knew where the ball was going. Ryan Duren, these are names from the past, and others. So it's okay to miss once in a while, but you have to be able to put it back over the plate.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's kind of, to a certain point, what I'm saying. I mean, if a hitter has a little bit of fear in him, that's going to help you out. once in a while letting one go and having it kind of run high and tight on somebody isn't necessarily the worst thing in the world. So it's just the point, like you said, is to turn around and bring it right back into the zone, you know, with angle like you're talking, like I was talking about before, and doing that and being able to make that adjustment back immediately, not to having it take a hitter or two.
Yeah, you know, you don't want to, when you come in the game, you don't want to put people on, or there will be people on when you come in. Eric Cordier is our guest here. It's fun to talk this part of baseball with you. They always say in baseball, if the hitters know a fastball's coming, it's a jet plane, they'll turn it around. So what else do you throw?
Right, I throw a slider. I've heard major league hitters can time a bullet, too. So that's it's 100% true, too. Slider and changeup. Slider would be my primary off-speed pitch, though. It's just kind of the same thing, just trying to throw it over the plate and, make it look like a fastball until the last second. So,
where did you grow up, and what sort of baseball fan were you, and were you always a pitcher in your life?
I grew up in Green Bay, Wisconsin, born and raised. Monster Packer fan. I've played baseball for as long as I can remember, infield and pitcher, and, essentially being up there, unless somebody's trying to find you or you can get your name out somewhere else, you're not going to get seen. So I was lucky enough to have kind of an opportunity to get out when I was in high school and go around the country and get seen a little bit. So that's kind of how my name got out a little bit early on in my career. But, small town, Green Bay isn't a big town by any stretch of the imagination. And I grew up just north of there as well, and even a smaller community. So, that's all my love up there.
All right. We won't talk 49er football with you. And I'll warn you, don't do it. Be a good football fan, I'll tell you that. But you were the Gatorade Player of the Year in Wisconsin. You said you got to travel around. What was draft day like for you?
Draft day was about as quiet. I mean, I'm a kind of a quiet guy, so draft day was perfect for me. Was able to have my high school coaches over at my house. I had a bunch of my high school friends over, and we actually went downstairs, and it's ironic, I guess, that it's the Winter Olympics. We watched the miracle.
Okay.
So, and just kind of laid low, and I didn't listen to anything that was going on. I tried to just stay away from it, and then was eventually informed what happened on draft day. So.
Yeah, and where were you picked?
Second round by the Royals in 2004.
Nice. And you signed right away?
Yes, pretty much.
Very good. Boy, it's nice to have you on the show. This is fun. As I say, fans, in spring training, we love the stories. And Mark Menicozzi is a story as well. And you're 28, and he's a hitter, and he's gone through the independent leagues, and you're coming in here and throwing the gas that we like to see. So it's going to be fun to watch you this spring, and I'm glad you're here, and good luck to you.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me on.
All right. That's Eric Cordier. More coming up on KNBR 680, the sports leader.